Yes. Yes, I'd like to wish I wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. I hope everything ever I hope everything's going well. I hope everyone has a beautiful Shabbos. Can please down for Yehuda ben Shifa, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ittol or ben Cyril, Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther, Moshe Dov ben Fega Bracha, Moshe Dov ben Fega Bracha, Ava Mishiyahu ben Aviva, Yehudit Batwina, Yehudit Batwina, Wacha Basilana, Carmen ben Chaya Blima, Moshe Avraham ben Alexandra Simon, Boch Bendo ben Ben Cyril, Leia Pesha Basdina, Yakutiel Zalman ben Sawa, Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipoa, he was an Israeli soldier injured by an Arab terrorist, Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipoa, Daphna Bracha Zahava Basfegaleya, Daphna Bracha Zahava Basfegaleya, Bryna Bracha Baswina, and Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva. If you can please down for the Cholim, some of them are serious. Anyway, this week's Parsha is Parsha Mishpatim. So Moshe Shor from Lakewood points out that, you know, there's four sections of the Shulchan Aruch. Yoredeya, Ochayim, Ibn Ezra, Yoredeya, and Choshen Mishpat. And Moshe Shor points out that a judge should always try to make compromise between the two parties. The two parties that come in front of the Beis Din, the judges should try to make a compromise between them, that they shouldn't go into a whole Beis Din case. So Moshe Shor said that's why Choshen Mishpat is the last chelik of the Shulchan Aruch. Because Choshen Mishpat, you know, those are monetary issues. Those you should make a compromise on. So the Choshen Mishpat is last, because if it would be first, you think, oh, just like we make a compromise in Choshen Mishpat, we can make a compromise in Ibn Ezra, or Chaim, Yoredeya. So the Choshen Mishpat is last, because that's the only part you're supposed to make a compromise on. And Baal Turim says HaMishpatim, HaMishpatim stands for Hadayan Metzuveh Sheyashe Peshawa Terem Yikari LeMishpat, something like that. Terem Yikari LeMishpat. The Baal Turim said that it's important for the Dayan to bring the parties to a compromise. Rav Yaakov Yosef, he's a Maggid from Vilna, said a different shot. Rav Baruch Neumann, Rabbi Yungizor Spring Valley, explained to Rav Yaakov Yosef, he said, you know, if you have a wealthy person stealing, and then there's a poor person stealing because he's hungry, or a poor person stealing because he has no money and needs money for rent, and a wealthy person just stealing, he says, "Elu mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem." Rav Yaakov Yosef said, "What Hashem is telling us, these are the halachas I'm putting before Beis Din. A Beis Din has to judge everyone equally, whether the poor or wealthy, whether a poor man is stealing for food or for rent, or a wealthy man just stealing. They all have to be judged lifneihem equally. But when they go up to Shemayim before Hakadosh Baruch Hu, they're judged differently because Hashem knows this poor person stealing for food or for rent." But Elim Shpatim Asher Tasim Lifneihem, these are the lachas before you, before the basin. You have to judge everyone equally. The Chidush HaYawim said a different shot. Elim Mishpatim Asher Tasim Lifneihem, meaning you have to put you might say the Mishpatim, you know, okay, Ben Adam Mitzvahs, Ben Adam Lemakom, Mitzvahs that apply from between man and Hashem. Okay, that I don't understand the reason. But Mishpatim, monetary issues, monetary laws, I understand the reason. So I can tell when these laws are applicable or not. I can make my own decisions. So Chidush HaYawim says, Elim Mishpatim, these laws, Asher Tasim Lifneihem, put them in front of you. Don't stop playing around with the Mishpatim. Do what Hashem commanded you to do, even Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Then the Chidush HaYawim said another beautiful word, Elim Mishpatim Asher Tasim Lifneihem, says another beautiful word. Put these in front of you, in front of your own desires. Put them even in front of your physical desires. Elim mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. Put them in front of your desires. You know, because you might say, listen, I can do what I want. Hashem say, no, put these even in front of your desires, lifneihem. Dego machne ephaim said a different beautiful pshat. You know, we don't understand why certain actions are taken in this world. We don't understand why Reuven Ploni might get sick, or Shimon Ploni might lose a job, or Yehuda Ploni might have finding difficult getting married. You know, we don't understand certain issues. So the Dego machne ephaim said that pshat. Ilu mishpatim Hashem, these laws that Shet Hasim that I'm putting down on the world. Lifnehem, they're above you. They're in front of you. You don't understand them. And the Zohar Kodesh says on this, the Razig the Guguli. And Degomach Nefim, I think he's explaining the Zohar Kodesh says, because these are Gilgulim. We're all Gilgulim, like I think the Chaznish said, we're all Gilgulim. So we don't understand why one person might not have a job, another person might not be able to find an apartment, another person might not be able to find a Chavusa. You know, because we're all gegulim, so we don't understand this. That's elim shpat and shet asim lifnehem. Put them in front of you. You're not going to understand it. Then, Be'er Mayim Chaim said another beautiful pshat. Be'er Mayim Chaim said elim shpatim. Example like a rebbe or a teacher. What they might do to want to scare their class? So they might. They might put down, let's say a class goes for 25 minutes for recess, so they put down 25, 24, 23, 21, 20, 19, they put every minute of the recess on the blackboard, and they tell the class, every time you misbehave, you lose a minute of the recess. So let's say class misbehaves, so he costs out 25, now there's only 24 left. And they misbehave again, they lose, now they're down to 23 minutes. So Eilu Mishpatim, Hashem, these are the judgment, Asher Tasim Lefneim, I'm putting them in front of you to scare you, so you'll keep the halachos. You'll keep the halachas properly. Then, Moshe Shore from Lakewood said another beautiful thought. It says, Rapa Yuapa. Hashem, from Rapa Yuapa, we know from here that Hashem is given permission for doctors to do their job and for us to go to doctors. So, Moshe Shore said, why is it double language? We know in Parsha B'Shalach, it says, Ani Hashem Ofecha, I'm Hashem your healer. So, why Rapa Yuapa is double? So, Zakwa Moshe Shore, beautiful thought. He said, you might have to go to the doctor several times for him to get him or she, for he or she, whether male or female doctor, to get correct, to get whatever going on, to get the correct diagnosis and give you the correct medicine. So Rapa Yuapa, it's not repeated twice because the doctor might have to see you several times to cure what issue you have. But David, but Ani Hashem Ofecha, Hashem saying, I'll heal you on the first time. On the first time, I will heal you. I'll send you a few Hashem on the first try. So, when you turn to Hashem said, I'll heal you on the first try. Then we know in this week's parsha, we told Hashem, Na'aseh v'nishma. So, if Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, points out, it might be a Rashi or a Medrash, I'm not sure, but Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, when B'nai Yisrael, when the Jewish people told Hashem, Na'aseh v'nishma, Hashem Malachim, the angels put two crowns on our head, one for Nas, one for Nishma. So Moshe Feinstein said, what pshat in Nishma? Because what we're telling Hashem, we're going to keep your toe, that's Nasa, but we're going to also listen to the Messiah. We're going to listen to Chazal. We're going to look at the Gemara, we're going to look at the Mishnah, Gemara, Beis Yosef, or Amar, Mishnah Brua. You know, we're going to listen to Nishma, we're going to listen to Chazal, the Messiah that you handle down. So then we're able to Nasev and better, and then we'll even be able to do better. So that's what Nasev and Nishma, we will do, but with Nishma, we'll listen to your Messiah, what you gave Chazal, and therefore we'll be able to keep the Torah, we're able to even do Nasev even better, and we'll keep it properly. The Walag said a different shot. Nasa will keep the Torah mitzvahs, but Nishma will listen to constructive criticism. We'll listen to individuals who tell us, oh, no, you're not doing that mitzvah properly. You're not davening properly. You're not giving tzedakah properly. You're not keeping Shabbos properly. We'll listen to constructive criticism so we can do even Nishma even greater. Oh, and one last one on Rav Yanky Rubin. He lives in Bow Park. He said, Parsha of Mishpatim really applies only when you go to Eretz Yisrael. Some has some seals, you have a basin. So why is Hashem telling us Parsha Mishpatim now? So Yizak Rav Yanky Rubin, the pshat is, because it tells us how we should treat, slaves properly. Or we should keep slaves properly. We should treat them properly. Because Hashem said, I took you out of Mitzrayim. Don't forget, you were once slaves also. If Hashem would have told us this when we got to Eretz Yisrael, which is over 40 years later, we would have forgotten what happened to Egypt and us. And it would have been a new generation who never even applied, they were never in Mitzrayim. So Hashem is telling us now to keep afresh, to keep us afresh, you know, keep on our mind, keep it afresh, keep it alive, what happened to us in Egypt, to keep alive what happened to us in Mitzrayim when we were slaves, to keep it alive in us, how we were treated not so great in Mitzrayim when we were slaves. So therefore, we'll treat slaves that we have, Eved Ivri, Eved Kanani, we'll treat them properly. That's why Hashem told us now. Then the Maharal Diskin says, don't be like Kinesha, don't be like someone who accepts, who takes interest, and don't put in, lo tasim alecha nischech, and you not put interest on them. So I believe it's Parshat Behar. Maharal Diskin, I think it said, Parshat Behar, it says you can't take interest. Here it's saying you can't put interest. So what's Pshat? So Maharal Diskin said you might have somebody, let's say Reuven borrows $50 from Shimon, and Shimon knows that Reuven does not pay you back on time. So Shimon might say, I'll threaten Reuven with interest. And if I threaten him with interest, I tell him every day you don't pay me back, you're going to have to add on an extra $2. So Reuven's going to make sure to pay me back. So Zuck the Maharal Diskin, that's Pshat. Lo tasi kinesha. Don't even be like someone who's like taking interest, who's just threatening like interest. And lo tasi malecha neshek. Don't put upon them interest, even if you're not going to take it. Don't put that either. Then it says by shomechinam that, you know, it says if you know, shomechinam is not chayav, not obligated to pay back if the item was stolen from them. So it says, Ki tikrav, I think, Balabai de Elohim, lo tisim alecha, I'll give him a second. Im lo shalach yado b'mleches chaveiro. I think that's the pasuk. So simple pshat is that the person, Elohim, is basin, that the shomechinam goes to basin, and he swears that he didn't put a personal hand on the person's property. But, by Baruch Newman, Rabbi Yengezor Spring Valley, quoted from Shulchan Gavoa, he said different shot. Ki takriyah balabayas Elohim. You know how you get close to Hashem? You want to know how a Jew can get close to Hashem? Im lo shalach b'melechas chaveiro. If you don't take other people's property, if you don't touch other people's property without permission, that's the way you get close to Hashem. And I'll leave you off with two more words. Vashleshinger, for months he said, you know, this week's parasha called Eved Ivri. We know Eved Kanani, so why is that called Eved Yisraeli? It should be called Eved Yisraeli. Why it's called Eved Ivri? You know, like Eved Kanani, we should be called Eved Yisraeli. So Zuck Eshleshinger, first of all, Eved Yisrael is not true because there's only, you know, it's only Yisrael, a Jew, is only a servant of Hashem. So it can't be Eved Yisraeli. And Eved Ivri stands for Ava, meaning it's going to pass. No Jew is a slave to any other person forever. You're only a slave forever to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Eved Ivri, Eved Ava, it's going to pass. Because you're only a slave to one person, that's Hashem. You're only Eved Hashem. You're only a servant to Hashem. That's the only one you're a servant forever. And I believe what Shimon Schwab Zasal said this, that, you know, by Har Sinai, which is in this week's parasha, when he told Hashem Naaseh V'Nishma, that's when Nadav and Avihu did, you know, brought the Esh Zara, brought the foreign fire, whatever that pshat is, different explanations. So what Shimon Schwab said, why was Nadav and Avihu killed then by Har Sinai? Why did they wait only when the Chanukah Samishkan? You know, right? Zakwa Shimon Schwab. Because there was so much excitement, there was so much simcha by Har Sinai. And the Torah has to be accepted with simcha and excitement. If Nadav and Avihu died then, it would have decreased the happiness and the simcha and the excitement around Matan Torah, and that would hurt the giving of the Torah to Klai Yisrael, to the Jewish people. That would have hurt it. The excitement and the simcha had to be tremendous by the acceptance of the Torah. That's why Hashem did not take Nadav and Avihu's life away then, even so they should have. By the Chanukah and Mishkan, yes, that was tremendous time. But it wasn't as needed. It wasn't as needed by the giving of the Torah. Well, Shimon Schwab Zasal said this. I'm going to leave you with two halachavot. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. I believe the Mishnah Berurah said, let's say you made a boi priya guffin on a grape. You made boi priya guffin on a grape instead of making boi priya eitz. The Mishnah Berurah writes, you're still yotzei. You're still yotzei even though you made boi priya guffin on a grape instead of boi priya eitz. Let's say you're having a meal and you vomit a full vomit. You didn't just vomit a little, but you vomit a full vomit. You don't bench. You do not bench if you've made a full vomit. You know, real full vomit. You don't bench. Or you don't make a bracha achrona. I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos and only besoas tovas. Bye-bye.